This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The business end of technology gets a lot of media attention. Who's up? Who's down? How many billions a giant company made this quarter? But far from the Fortune 500 and the NASDAQ, there's another list that lots of people in the tech world pay close attention to. It's the annual list of top innovators under 35 from MIT's Technology Review. This year's list from the publication is just out. It's full of game makers, healthcare hackers, engineers, and people hoping to build new energy economies. Jason Ponton is the editor-in-chief of Technology Review. Hi, Jason.
Hi there.
So there are, as we can tell from your list, a lot of areas of tech innovation: medical industry, energy, software and hardware for the developing world. How did you go about creating a list like this?
We've been doing our list of young innovators under the age of 35 for more than 10 years, and it's the most arduous and argumentative process we have at MIT Technology Review.
So I want to talk about some of these people on your list this year. Tell me about Ben Milne. He's a 30-year-old guy. What's he do?
Ben Milne is the founder of a company called Dwala that attempts to entirely change the way you and I and banks exchange money. For ordinary consumers, it means you can transfer money over email with simple messaging systems. It does it by working on a completely separate network from the money transfer system that the credit card companies and the banks use.
You've also got an epidemiologist on the list.
Carolyn Buckey.
Tell me about what she does.
Carolyn Buckey analyzes data movements over simple cell phone networks, not smartphones, the kind of cell phones that people have in Africa. And by doing so, she's found that there's enormous predictive power. You can tell when there's going to be an outbreak of malaria or even a famine.
Do you think there's one bit of criteria or maybe even a personality characteristic that all of the folks on your list possess?
I absolutely do. Their primary concern is to solve a big, overwhelming problem through the application of an elegant technology. The other thing they have in common is they're a member of what I like to call the obsessive compulsive order. They they keep on going at these problems, even though everyone tells them it's impractical, would cost too much money, and they can't be distracted from that goal.
Jason Ponton is the editor-in-chief of MIT's Technology Review, which just released its list of 35 innovators under 35 for 2013. Jason, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed that.